Oh, sookie, sookie. I've got to ask our next guest, Professor Holder, if he knows who the young man that Brother Johnson was speaking with. Can he identify that young voice?
I do not know.
Okay. Ooh. That's really? The answer we needed.
Hold on. I'm going to give you
give one more time.
A snippet of the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's your man. That's Doc's man.
What's his name?
N-E-L-L underscore
B-T-P.
That's too much for me, man. I can't remember that yet. Man, Doc is relentless with that young man.
He is.
You're relentless.
No, hey, listen, he's a prodigy, man. No, he's a prodigy.
Listen.
Yeah.
Whatever, Doc. You're killing me. And thanks for bringing me in with that, man. I know we're talking a lot about Hulk Hogan, man, but we lost another icon, Chuck Mangione, one of the best horn players to ever do it. And that's classic right there. Feel so good and give it all you got, man. Wow. Chuck Mangione, when it comes to horn play, that's it right there. That's it. That's on my Mount Rushmore of horn players right there. Chuck Mangione, that was a bad boy, Doc. Bad
no gripe. Boy. You're right. That was my wheelhouse, man. In my era.
No lies detected there. No lies detected there, man. Marsalis.
Winford.
Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
If Chuck Mangione isn't on your list as top horn players to ever put your mouth to an instrument, then your list is fraudulent. Your list is fraudulent, and you need to start over again. So we lost another icon. That's four. So, wow. Makes you think about how precious life is, But Chuck Mangione, man, passes away 84 years old. So I just wanted to make sure being a great producer, Ant, make sure that musical bed is always in there, man. And that's a cut of a lifetime right there. Give it all you got. Give it all you got is the name of the cut, man. And it's iconic. Iconic.
Yeah, here on the Hoffman Show, DOC and super producer and, of course, Professor Holder. And operating on a beautiful field, a field of dreams. And these young men are out there. And they're taking these steps, and I just love the way the head man runs his program. I thought having, you know, two of your big vets take a day off on day two, because you still it's development. It really, I love the fact that even if you play a game of, and you, as an athlete, Lou, coach comes in and says, Holder, you're out today. Well, whoever's backing you up right now, if they didn't crap in the pants, now we're going to find out if they can play. And it puts a responsibility on them that they can't realize if you're there. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know that. When you got your first call up to the bigs, you know that rush of adrenaline when you know you're the guy, you on the first team, you come out with the starters. Everybody has to experience that. I think it's brilliant. I love it the way he's doing that, and we got to compete. People, why is the number one pick not playing? Because you got a grown-ass man in charge. That's why, not a cheerleader. That's why.
Yeah.
We just seen it done so bad, so wrong over the years here. It's so refreshing. Yeah. Got to be crazy for you to be out there in an environment that is conducive to winning.
I mean, 23 years, this is the first time I've seen it. I mean, obviously, when Joe Jackson Gibbs came back, even though he was – it was the same type of methodical behavior that we become used to. Mm-hmm. So again, you cannot fool the fan base here, because we've seen one of the best to ever do it in person. So that's what, and I go back to his press conference when he got the job. Dan Quinn said that he learned a lot from, you know, what happened his first time around, and the way he's going to coach now, that's a learning experience. And what you're seeing is the byproduct of that. And he has mentioned he's mentioned the first couple days about it's known that this is an older team, and it's situational. He says it's customized, customized. Each player is different on how they're going to save bodies and how they're going to get work done. But also know that their bodies are needed, but their minds are needed just as much as their bodies. Mm-hmm. So the mind of Von Miller, the mind of Bobby Taylor, the mind of Zach Ertz, that is just as important as their body sometime, because the byproduct of that is a Jordan McGee, is a Ben Sinnott, you know, learning from these veterans on how you protect your body, how it's done. And Dan Quinn is the one that's making that happen. So it is brilliant. It is brilliant. So you're not going to see these guys, because it's a marathon and not a sprint. You got to protect these guys because it is one of the older teams in the league. I mean, the quarterback ain't old at all, but all the other parts, they're wily veterans. And hearing Von Miller today, listen, I told you yesterday I could listen to Bobby Wagner all day long. Mm-hmm. Man, I could listen to Von Miller too. That was some gold right there. Talking about, you don't leave Josh Allen for nobody, no, just anybody. You That's don't right. leave Josh Allen in an AFC championship game unless you want to get down and win the Super Bowl. That tells you all you need to know.
Well,
he's coming here because of DQ.
No, you said it right. You hit it. Well, look at the facilities. They're investing. They in the cesspool. The stadium was a cesspool, and yet they didn't hesitate. They jumped in and tried to upgrade a cesspool. That shows me a whole lot. A lot of people could have said, "You know what we'll do? We'll wait. We'll see if the new stadium comes up." No, man, their future deal is now. They have a sense of urgency, and I love it. And it's not just lip service. The posters they do, all that's cool, but the guys buy in. You've been around team sports most of your life, and you can smell a rat from a mile away, and you know when people don't buy in and when all they care about is the guys at the top. This is a top-bottom organization, and it's about all for one. I'm telling you, some of it may look corny. It may feel that way, but everybody that goes in that locker room, even the vets, are singing the praises of what they have created. And if they can now follow it up with more success, now you've got what you're looking for.
And that's what was said. That's what was said. Ant and I heard that today from him. Mm-hmm. The question was asked about building a culture and sustaining a culture, the difference between the two. And the sustaining is, you know, I mean, he talked about, you know, if you don't sustain the culture and reinforce the culture with different mm-hmm. things, mm-hmm. then it is just a bunch of words on the wall, a bunch of BS that no one's going to listen to. But they built it in a record time, a year. They built it. Now this new standard of every person that coming in here, Tunsil, Von Miller, I mean, all those are now living off of a culture that was established in 1 year, right? And now it's being reinforced. So there is a difference. He mentioned that too. There's a difference between building a culture mm-hmm. and then sustaining a culture. And I mean, it's just fascinating. That stuff, honestly, no disrespect, that stuff we weren't hearing from Gruden. We weren't hearing from Shanahan. We weren't hearing from Rivera. We just weren't. If you've been around this team enough, you just weren't. And if you were hearing it, you didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. If you were hearing it, you didn't believe it. Now, the sample size is big enough that you can believe it. I mean, you don't go from 4-12 to an NFC championship game just on, you know, just talent. You got to have culture, and it's built. And these veterans that are coming in, I mean, just listening to Von Miller today was just an exclamation point on why people are coming here. It's not just JD5. JD5 is good, but man, these people are they're coming here because Dan Quinn is going to let them be authentically who they are.
So
authentically who they are within the system. And he did say one thing that was very refreshing. Mm-hmm. Anthony heard it. I heard it. We all heard it.
Well, Anthony may have heard it. Anthony has ADHD.
Dan Quinn said it today. He said, we are not for everybody. Ooh.
Yeah.
We are not for everybody. Yeah. So sometimes it just ain't going to work. We are not for everybody. I like that.
Okay, so answer this then. Everything you said right there is masterpiece level. It doesn't now, let me throw in Terry. So I've got a guy now that does everything you ask him to do, does it on time, mm-hmm. is a leader, is not a social media prostitute. He's everything you want. And yet you've treated him like he's counterproductive to the system. Answer that one.
So, again, I'm not saying that this is a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're, because, again, when it's in the media, I mean, we're in this profession, and mm-hmm. I love it. It's been giving me a lifetime that I really, really appreciate. Mm-hmm. But when it's in the media like that,
limousine service, yeah.
When it's in the media like that, you know, it becomes messy. It becomes mm-hmm. messy. Yeah. So Terry took his stance. The mm-hmm. team is taking their stance. I mean, this is happening in Cincinnati. It's happening all over the league.
It's standard operating procedure in Cincinnati.
Standard thing. But yeah. it just hurts because of what we said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Ant is really, I mean, I could tell him every time I talk to him. He's Team Terry, you right?
But Ant's distracted
so.
Right now. Yeah,
I am Team Terry.
He's highly distracted right now. You know, he's got a 10 in his space, and he is so not focused right now. I'm telling you, boy.
Right.
Nah.
But he rightfully so. This is because it's Terry. This has become a multifaceted issue. You know, you're stunting Jaden's growth. The players are like, okay, should he have spoken into me? I mean, there's so many things mm-hmm. now that I wish were
it's
not
a teaching
there.
Moment. It's a teaching moment.
Yeah. I mean, but you said something that was really powerful the other day, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not always the best thing to telegraph your punches. So
yeah, well, he did. He did. The commercial deal was a disaster. Bad for him because AP's establishing some things and they may all work it over, but they may not. But again, it's opening up an opportunity right now for somebody that's hungry, that plays that position.
Right. And again, Terry's under contract. Let's make it clear.
Yeah, and losing
Terry's not like
a day.
Terry's under contract. Mm-hmm. I don't have that kind of money to not show up for work. But Terry's under contract, so this is going to end in some way. This ain't going to be like one of these things where. It lasts the whole. I mean, Terry is under contract with the Washington Commanders.
Yep.
So, I don't know how more simplistic I can be with that. Like, this is going to end one way. Like, he is under contract with the Washington Commanders. Like, you know, it's not like he's breaching his. You know, it's not like he's out of contract. And if whatever, I mean, he is under contract. So. Mm-hmm. He's making a statement. He's doing what he needs to do. Again, we have also wanted, I mean, you, Anthony mentioned it yesterday. Adam Peters isn't perfect. Like, he's made his mistakes, the way he's done certain things, whatever. But overall, this is what we wanted. This is what this fan base has wanted so much. I am positive, Doc, and you could tell us stories till the cows come home. Bobby Bethard wasn't always perfect. But he has a gold jacket. He has a gold jacket. That means he was right a lot more times than he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted a good steward for this franchise. And none of these players that we have talked about, you know, Jahan Dotson from last year, none of these players, Adam Peters, drafted, Perry included. So... You know, we signing up for everything when you sign up for Adam Peters. You want no Adam Peters now? Like, oh, man, I can't believe they're doing this to Terry. Get rid of Adam Peters. No. You do what Bobby Wagner said. Sometimes the business of football is mind your own business.
Yeah.
And so I'm one of those
that
people that it's going to play out because of because of the fact of what I just said at the very end.
That was so good.
Terry McLaurin is under contract with the Washington Commanders. This is not going to, I mean,
hey, Lou.
It's headlines that we don't want. It's headlines that we don't want. I understand that. But who am I to tell Adam Peters how to run his business? You know, like, again, it's not like that's the only storyline. It just so happens because this is now the sexy team, the it factor. Everybody wants to know what's going on in Washington with Terry. Well, isn't Hendrickson going on in Cincinnati? Like, it's happening all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
players, management, it's happening. It happens in our business.
Yeah, but they've been talking about Trey Hendrickson
for
the last couple of years, to be honest, because, again, last year when he wanted a contract extension, they said, no, go out, put up these numbers again. We'll give you a raise. What did he do? He went out there, put up those numbers, and now they're not trying to give him a raise. Terry, on the other hand, he's been loyal to this team for the last 7 years. His productivity has gone up last year. The touchdowns, he broke a franchise record last year. Like, and then also, they keep talking about preaching culture. And this is the guy that is the epitome of what you want in a commander. And my thing is, you look at all these other teams. You look at the Eagles. That's the team I brought up to Doc earlier. They took care of their guys. AJ, he wasn't worried about this going into camp. Devontae Smith wasn't worried about this going into camp. Like, he's going off what he knew best out there in San Fran. And in San Fran, they had Debo waiting till the last second. They had Trent Williams, who they gave a contract at 36 years of age. 36. Granted, he is one of the best left tackles in the NFL.
He's an alien.
But I'm just saying, like, Terry, again, is a top 10 receiver. Mm-hmm. He isn't showing any signs of slowing down. Now that he has a quarterback, his numbers are probably only going to go, you know, and get better.
I'd bet on that.
So I'm just saying, like, he's not one of these guys that's demanding all of these targets. Like, if he got the amount of targets that CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase got, you don't think he'd be a 1,400-yard receiver?
Oh, yeah.
You don't – if he was one of these diva receivers, you don't think he would be a 1,500, 1,700-yard receiver with 18 touchdowns?
Right.
He had 13 last year on 80-something targets. Like,
no.
What are we doing?
No lies detected. No lies detected. Everything you're saying – It's spot on. I don't have an answer for you, young brother.
And you
I do
were
not
passionate.
Have an answer for you.
You got into
you
that.
You felt the
know?
Passion?
You were really you were
it.
Selling
I
that.
Mean, I love it.
I think Linnell's rubbing off on me a little bit.
Who?
Big L.
N-E-L-L. Oh, underscore.
The whole, you have to say the whole thing. Underscore, right.
Underscore. B-T.
He's rubbing off on me.
No lies detected and anything that you're saying. And I just, these two, I know this. These two are better together than they are apart. So, and you do not bring in Debo to be the top dog. Like he would, the goal and the understanding was that you had both of those guys together, not just the one. So, I see it working itself out. It's just unfortunate that it didn't work out in the time frame that Paulie, Ant, all these other people wanted, like it's a distraction and stuff like that. I mean, all that is true. It is a slight distraction as compared to the FBI raiding your building, as compared to
that is
other, I've other never heard that. Where, nothing has topped that. I mean, seriously.
I mean, come on. I mean, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The FBI is raiding your building. You don't know what's going on with the activity of the owner. You know, is he skimming off the top of other owners? Like you don't see that. What Anthony and I saw and what you saw, Doc.
Yeah, it was a crime scene.
The turf field that was sitting there as a relic is now gone, and there's four fields that are being used.
Mm-hmm.
You see other improvements happening around.
Well, you're a football operation, right?
I don't want the Terry McLaurin thing to cloud all the other good stuff that is going on with the organization. I mean, I don't want people to be consumed. It's a big deal, but my goodness, all the other stuff that's happening, you know. I'm signing up for that because for 23 years, all I got was a bunch of stuff foolishness. Me and Doc were on the field doing sideline reports, and people were just, I mean, it was just, you didn't even feel the energy. Man, I have never, from the time I got here, this is the most excited I have been about a season, and it's not just about Terry McLaurin, right? It's about this whole team and, you know, what could happen. But no lies detected, Ant. It's a mess. It's messy. It's not clean, but it's the business of football. It's the business of football. I remember Jonathan Allen said, it's a beautiful game, but an ugly business.
Yeah, guess what?
Jonathan Allen said that. It's a beautiful game and an ugly business.
And you get to do it all over again tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get another dose of it tomorrow and another evaluation that follows. We treasure your talent. Thank you.
I treasure you too.
You got it. Hey, man, I can't wait. Tomorrow, things that make you go, Professor Holder. Thank you. 622 okay.
Well,
in the
I'll
nation's
tell you right
capital.
Now, I'll give you a tease. It has to do about the Alabama boys. I'll tell you that.
Okay, Alabama boys coming up here on the Hoffman Show tomorrow. We'll be right back.